What's up, Browns fans? This is Andrew Jackson from Louisville, Kentucky. If you listen to the Dogs Podcast, we just got done beating the Cincinnati Jail Bengals. Let's go. Also, happy birthday to Katie from the Patreon group. Birthday's today. Everybody, let's wish her happy birthday. Let's continue this winning. And also, I still hate the Baltimore Ravens.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. While you're there, check out the merch store, same drop-down menu. I think it just says store, or dog store, or merch, or it says something. You'll find it. You guys are all smart. Click on it. Take you to our merch store. We got hoodies, t-shirts, a bunch of other cool stuff. Thank you to Andrew for that awesome intro. I've been telling you guys that Patreon group's fun.
It is a blast.
You guys got to check it out. Big shout out to Andrew for the awesome intro from the Patreon. Again, happy birthday, Katie, on Monday. I think this is coming out on Thursday, so a little late.
It's your birthday week.
Yeah, birthday week.
Have fun.
Yep.
The Browns have a big matchup this week. Possible playoff implications on the line. But before we get into that, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can also find us on Apple, Google, and Spotify if you prefer to just listen. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for more content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. Like we just talked about, it's a ton of fun. You get the episodes early, you get an extra episode every week. We got fantasy leagues going on, giant text groups going on, game day threads, a lot of cool stuff on there. And we're also looking to like beef it up more. If you have ideas, if you're in the Patreon and there's something you want, let us know. We're trying to make it even cooler for everybody. But, you know, we're new to this Patreon thing, so we're working on it. But head to jointhedogs.com, become a Patreon member, join us, have a ton of fun for this season.
Dogs game preview.
So, as I mentioned in the open, Browns come off arguably the biggest game of the season, step right into the next biggest game of the season. You know what I mean? Well, going into Gillette against the Patriots, who are on a 3-game win streak, and they've kind of seemed like they're hitting their stride. Their defense is really good. I said that last week was must win, and this week's kind of a barometer for the offense. I want to see how we're going to do against this New England defense, and you know, against Bill Belichick, who's, I don't think anybody questions, is the best defensive coach ever.
Nope.
No,
not gonna argue.
And the best head coach ever.
Yes. I mean, here's the thing too, is, you know, going up against the Patriots, they are going to try to take away what you consider your strength. So for us, that they're going to try to take away Nick Chubb. You have to know coming in, more than likely, it's going to be tough sledding trying to run the ball. I think you have to stay committed to it. But I think ultimately this could end up being one of those games where it's going to take Baker's arm to win this game.
Yeah, very well could be. And something as a side note to throw in there too, the weather in New England this time of year, you never know what you're going to get come Sunday. So by the time the weekend rolls around, it might be cold and rainy up there. I don't know. So
let's hope not.
No, but I just remember the last time we played in New England. It was a slosh fest.
The Nick Chubb fumble.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
That was the OBJ signing the cleats with Tom Brady.
Yeah. You see that meme where it says,
classic.
Baker and Odell never the same after this.
Yep. I saw that.
I will say this about the Patriots. Kind of like the Browns, although a bunch of wins against bad teams and maybe one signature win.
Yeah.
I would consider the Bengals our signature win, mm-hmm. even though I could see their season taking a turn for the worst. And they beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
But other than that, they've beat the Jets twice.
Yeah.
They beat the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the Texans.
Yep.
They haven't really beat anybody.
And they've Texans lost. Wasn't even a good win.
And they've lost to Miami, who I think we consider a dumpster fire.
Mac Jones' first start.
Okay.
But I agree, that's not a good loss.
No. But the rest of their losses, Saints, we consider them a good team. I would say a very good team.
It's hard. It depends.
Well, yeah, I guess if they have a quarterback.
It's hard to pick it's hard to pick who the good teams are, because even the teams that we think are the best, they got stinkers on their schedule,
right,
where they came out and laid a turd.
Well, what about like the Chiefs the other day?
Right.
They scored 13 points, wasn't it?
The Chiefs got problems.
They do, and that's the thing. They're still one of the teams that everybody considers one of the better teams.
Not this year.
So you're right. Everybody's got their issues, and that's what makes the NFL so much fun, though. Because any given Sunday, anything can happen. And I mean, this past weekend, a lot of that stuff did happen.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
Yeah, we'll get into it in the game picks, but holy crap. As somebody said on Cleveland Browns Daily, the league was drunk. That's what it seemed like. So I think coming into this game, you have to – I was listening to Cleveland Browns Daily today, and Joe Thomas was on there, and obviously he played against the Patriots, so he had some cool things to say. And he said, like, what the Patriots will do is they're going to, like – they're going to watch a million games of you, and they're going to figure out what your tendencies are, every spot on the field, every down, and then they are going to figure out, like, their defensive checks to combat your tendency on that field. So say it's – you're at the 35 and it's first and 10 and your tendency is to run play action pass. They're going to check into a defense to take out your play action pass. So we need to, on offense, it's almost like we're playing chess, not checkers. You know what I mean? We have to disguise. If we have to motion into something, if we have to line up in something that doesn't necessarily suggest play action pass, so they don't check to it, but then still run our play action pass. So it's going to take, you know, a really good coaching job on the offensive side of the ball to kind of, you know, to play with Belichick with the things they do. Because if you just come out and think you're going to just do what you always do, we're not going to have success.
That's fair, man. That is fair.
So, like I said, I think we're going to have to throw the ball some to win this game. I don't think we can depend on 12 yards of carry in this game. If we do... Man, all the power to us.
No, but I will take our standard 5 to 6. I do think this is going to be a much more slow grind. I don't think we're going to be.
Yeah, their defense is, I would say, top 10 easy. And then statistically, I mean, points against, they're only giving up 170 throughout the entire year. That's good for 7th in the league. They force a little bit of turnovers. Mm-hmm. They're 4th in the league with turnovers with 16. So, I mean, they feast on that.
It seems like we got to stick to what we do well and just we really got to make sure we eliminate our mistakes.
Oh,
our, like our own mistake, like turnover. We can't be fumbling the ball. We can't put it on the ground. We can't be making errant passes. So because they'll take advantage of that.
We talked about it on the last episode, pre-snap penalties, especially on offense. We cannot be first and 10 or first and 15 against these guys a bunch of times and think we're going to move the ball.
Right.
Because it's going to be hard enough to get 10 yards. And so you got to play sound football. And I think defensively we have to try to force some turnovers because again, it's going to be hard to go 80 yards against them every single time we have the ball. We're going to have to get some good field position, force a couple turnovers, get a couple extra possessions. And I think we're going to need the chunk play again. DPJ could be huge in this game because, again, I don't think you can go 15 plays this drive and score 15. You're not going 15 plus, 14 plus every time against these guys. We're going to have a couple, maybe 2 and 3 play drives where we hit them for a big one over the top. So, to me, this is if we come into this game and we do like what we just did to the Bengals, I'm going to be color me impressed. Obviously, I enjoyed what we did to the Bengals, but we kind of always do it to them. You know what I mean? And even though their record was decent this year, I picked us to lose last week because we were coming off a bad loss to the Steelers, and I thought our defense wouldn't stop them. But I wasn't surprised at all that we killed them.
That's
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like because it's just what we do. I don't want to. We don't get to say that about many people. You know what I mean? But again, right. That's just kind of what we do against them, at least in the last 4 or 5 years. This game, we go into Gillette against Belichick, and we spank them or we come out with a hard-fought win. I would almost be more impressed if we come out, and this is a back-and-forth tight battle, and at the end, we find a way to win. I'll almost be more impressed with that than killing them, just because most of the time this year in that situation – we haven't found the way.
No.
I would say a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, way more than not.
But I'm going to say if this is a game where we're able to get some points, we're able to get some points early, it might not be that back and forth, find a way to win at the end. Because I think if you put the Patriots in a position where Mac Jones has to go win you the game with his arm. Yep. Now, I'm going to give credit to Mac Jones. I think that he has looked to be the best so far, the best rookie quarterback this year. I mean,
that's
Trevor
right.
Lawrence has been okay some games, but yeah. really, really down some others. Yep. Zach Wilson's awful. Trey Lance hasn't played yet.
Justin Fields.
It's
tough.
More down than up, but he's showing signs. Mac Jones has definitely played well, but he's also in the right system with the right coach to utilize his skill set. But he's still a rookie, and he's prone to mistakes, and he's not going to go out there. He shouldn't go out there and put up 300 yards and three touchdowns against us.
I'll tell you this. Mac Jones is kind of having like the same rookie year that Baker was having. He's completing almost 70% of his passes. Hang on, I just had it pulled up. So he's completing 68% of his passes, which is better than Baker's rookie year. He is averaging 243 a game, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So he's on pace for 20. Well, there's an extra game this year. So he's on pace for 22 and 14, 15. That's pretty.
And I think he had
about double the yards that Baker had.
I think he had one game where he threw three picks. So that means there's only four other games where he's thrown interceptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so he's got an almost 90 rating. He's about to basically have the same season if he continues to play like this that Baker had. So he knows what he's doing. He might be a rookie, but he's playing.
And it's a similar utilization of the weapons that the Browns do because, it's a lot of tight ends. It's a lot of running mm-hmm. backs. There's really no dominant wide receivers that are going to be heavily targeted and take over a game.
Right.
No, I'll say that they've been leaning on the run game more.
And they're good at it. They
love to run the ball.
Damian Harris has been really good. So it's kind of strength against strength if you think about it right now. Mm-hmm. The Browns, the Steelers game, Najee didn't get 100, but I felt like they just ran on us at will, which was super discouraging.
That's what it looked like.
Because they're not good at it.
No.
But every other game, for the most part this year, we've been really stout against the run. So I'm interested to see that matchup. It's hard to run at Clowney because he's a great run stopper. Yeah. And then so if you run the other way, you're running at Miles. And then up the middle, we've been pretty decent this year.
Yeah, middle of that line's been impressive. McDowell's played well.
Yeah. So it's almost like their formula, if there's the Patriots podcast out there and they're having a show right now, they're saying that kind of the formula to beat us is the same way our formula to beat them offensively. It's going to be to run the ball, get some chunk plays in the passing game when they're there, and don't turn the ball over. Yep. It's like exactly what we're saying.
Yep.
So it's going to be an interesting game. Hopefully, I would love for Miles to have another huge game.
Oh, yes.
Because he is a rookie, and even though he's played well, that three-interception game, I mean, he's got it in him. If we pressure him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we pressure him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll turn it over.
And he's not like he has no escape artistic abilities whatsoever. Like, he's not getting out of the pocket. Like, if that pocket starts collapsing like it did Sunday against Joe Burrow, I mean, Burrow was able to, make a little bit of room and at least get some throws off. I don't think that's happening with a rookie Mac Jones.
No.
And honestly, Mac Jones is kind of in some controversy right now. I don't know. Did you see it?
No.
So he threw the pick or he fumbled.
He tried to. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
The dude went to go like run past him and he grabbed him by the ankle and held it and twisted. There's clear video evidence of it. Like, they were talking about it. I don't know if there's
anything. Like, it was intentional, not just incidental?
No, he was literally grabbing it and twisting on his
ankle. I did see something about that, but I didn't read it.
And, I mean, I don't know if the league's going to do anything. He should at least be fined.
Might get a chance for your old favorite quarterback, Jarrett Stidham, to step up to the plate.
So, people kind of gave us crap
for Miles.
doing our episodes on Mondays and then, the rest of the week happens last week.
Mac Jones will be suspended.
So if this comes out on Thursday and Mac Jones is suspended or something, I don't think he's going to get suspended, but I could see a fine or something. Like, it doesn't look good.
I'll have to watch that video. I want to see it.
But how are the Patriots? I don't know if you guys got any of their stats pulled up, but how are they penalty-wise this year?
I don't know about penalty-wise. I'm figuring they're probably pretty good. I know special teams-wise, they lead the league in field goals. I mean, they're pretty much about as well-rounded as you can get as far as coaching goes. They're not going to probably make a lot of mistakes. They're very well led. Josh McDaniels is still, after all these years, still doing big things as the offensive coordinator. He's only been doing it for, you know, as long as I've been alive. It feels like.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'd say the problem with their offense, though, is there's just no explosion to it. They don't have those. They don't have the weapons. And the court, I mean, I think Mac Jones will be a really good, pretty good NFL quarterback. He's just a rookie, though.
Yep.
Right
it's
now.
Kind of up until this week, it was our offense.
Yeah.
No explosion. You know what I mean? It's kind of like what I talked about in the last episode. Can you win a Super Bowl if you can't hit any big plays? Tom Brady didn't think so. He left. And he went and made a bunch of big plays, and they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's going to be – it's such a big game, too, because if you beat these guys now – so you had the bad loss to the Steelers. But going into that stretch, starting with the Broncos game – we said, you know, you need to win like all five of these heading into the Ravens. Mm-hmm. We beat the Broncos, had the trip up against the Steelers, beat the Bengals. If we can beat these guys in Gillette, it's the Lions. And nothing's guaranteed in the NFL, but, man, I like our chances in that game.
It's about as close as they come.
You know what I mean? And then we're going into that Baltimore game, that first Baltimore game at 7-5. That looks a lot better than going in there at like 6-6 and lose it and going into the bye at sub .500. And having to play them coming out of the bye again. And if you lose, you're now sitting at 6-8 and you're probably out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is every, because of the early season trip ups, every game here is huge.
I know. And that's why that Chargers loss, I was so like in a bad place after that game. You remember, because I'm like, that was a game that it was right there. And we just needed it. We needed that win. We needed that one extra win in the win column, because I knew things are going to get rough later in the year.
I'd say we can lose. We got what, 4 losses now, so we can maybe lose 2 more. So we can lose 1 to the Ravens and maybe lose the other to the Ravens. If you plan on losing both, none of these other games are losable.
And we still have the Packers to play.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
and the Steelers again, and the Bengals Raiders. Again, the Raiders, who are surprisingly still doing okay, even though
they just lost
the Giants.
The NFL this year, NFL, I can't make any sense of the NFL this year.
That's great.
But no, it's such a huge game for so many reasons. It's big for Baker and the offense to come out and show that it wasn't a one-game fluke. It's big for the defense to see if they can come out and turn in another good performance. It's big on so many different levels, and just to keep the season alive.
You know what I just thought of? This is so dumb. What, wouldn't it just be so Bill Belichick to put a claim in for Odell and have him against the Browns next week?
It wouldn't shock me.
No, he used to do that kind of stuff, like James Harrison.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I felt like he always was the guy that would just take all of our trash. Like anybody that didn't work out in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Danny Shelton.
Yeah. This is a reacher, but like, I don't know, like Barkevious Mingo sticks out for me. Yeah, he didn't do anything, but like,
to me, it's Danny Shelton,
Deion Lewis. There's been quite a few actually. Yeah. He tried it with Josh Gordon. It worked a little bit, but then he got high again. So,
But well, I don't want to keep beating the same drum. Anything to add? What you think we need to do to beat those guys?
Ah, man, I'm excited for it. One, because we're coming off a nice win. And two, because we've got the momentum, and it really is an important, I mean, it's every game's important, but man, this is a big one.
This is a game can't really, if you're going to lose this game, then you're telling me you plan on beating the Ravens twice and the Packers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot more upside to those. Like, that's a harder, harder games to pull off than.
And I know that, like I said, I know they're on a 3-game win streak, but we broke down who some of their wins are against
this year.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and they can sit there and say the same thing about us, and I can't fight them on it, but it's time to prove that, you know, we can go on the road and get the kind of win that we need to get.
Yep. And this is a game, going back to that run defense of the Browns, where we've been actually pretty good against the run this year. So that's awesome, because that's what they want to do. And if we can stifle that and then go back to the pressure against Mac Jones, we're going to be sitting good, I think.
Make them one dimensional.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Make them one-dimensional. Make the rookie stand in the pocket under pressure. He dinks and dunks a lot, too.
Exactly.
So tackle. Do not let a 3-yard pass turn into a 15-yard gain because you came up and missed a tackle.
Yep.
Keep everything in front of you, and when they catch it, tackle them. Make them go 15 plays every time.
And kick a field goal, and then we'll go score. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's how we're going to have to win this game.
100%. But, well, that's our game preview. Let us know what you think the Browns need to do to win this game. I think we all think it's going to be a tough one.
Yep. Absolutely.
Let's pick 'em. Presented by Symbol.
So before we make our game picks for the week, I'm going to remind you guys to check out Symbol. Head to symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. When you use promo code DOGS, you're going to get a free $10 to use in the stock market. Right now, with that promo code, also you have a 100% refundable deposit, risk-free, up to $500. If you get in, play the stock market, lose all your money, you get it all back. You get in, and it's just not for you. Say you win $200 and you still don't like cash out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And these are the type of things, too, where it's like, wait, so I can actually try this out, see if I like it, and I don't have to worry about losing my money if I do?
Imagine trying out like a daily fantasy league, and you get in, and you put in $50 to play that week, and you get killed. And you're like, man, that kind of sucks. I didn't like that. And then they were like, well, okay, since it was your first time, here's your money back.
Yeah, or you put in your $50 and you do awesome and you win $200.
Yeah, there's zero risk. There's zero risk to this. So another way you can win, if you have shares of a team and they win that week, you get an instant cash payout after the game. So two ways to win, legit zero risk in your deposit right now. Check them out, symbol.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, to play the stock market for sports. There's also pick three leagues on there. You're probably not going to win, but it's still, if you want to get in there and check them out, you can join ours. It's called the Dogs Podcast League. You pick three games against the spread every week. Whoever has the most at the end of the year is going to get a free Browns jersey.
Yeah, and if you've never done like a pick three league or this type of thing before, I mean, it's free to do it. So if you want to kind of get some experience and try it and see how it works, and this is a great time to do it. It's a great way to do it.
I don't want to encourage you to gamble, but if you've ever thought about doing a little sports gambling, but you're not exactly sure how it works against the spread, or you want to... It's kind of like free practice.
Yeah,
absolutely. And if you win, you get a Browns jersey.
Yeah.
Because the pick three league is completely free. So check it out. Again, that's symbol.com, symbull.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Check it out. Play the stock market for sports. So we got another big week of the NFL coming up. So far, the NFL this week has been crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody's getting anything right in Symbol right now. I think I'm up to 10, but the leaders... almost at 20 now, I think. This past week in the NFL was crazy. So let's just hop into these games and see. Obviously, we don't know how Pittsburgh or who they playing tonight, the Bears. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how that game's going to go. But starting Thursday night, we have the Baltimore Ravens -7.5 against the Dolphins.
Baltimore.
Yeah,
Baltimore. Baltimore, man, I hate them. They just
win.
The teams they play just lose. That's how I'm going to say. I'm also going to take Baltimore. Atlanta Falcons at the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are favored by 9, coming off what is arguably the most disappointing loss of any NFL team this season.
Yeah, okay.
I picked them -9.5 against the Broncos, and they were losing 30-0 at one point. A week after Cooper Rush took them into...
Yeah. And they basically did get shut out. Those scores that they had, I mean, it was garbage time. Junk.
Inexplainable.
Yeah.
I cannot explain that game. We beat that Broncos team with our JV squad. And Dallas.
NFL, man.
Dallas is, to me, going into this week, was a team that nobody's really talking about as like legit contenders.
Yeah, 7 wins in a row. I mean, they were streaking.
Yeah.
They were playing really well.
Crazy.
Yep.
So against Atlanta. So what do you guys think? -9.
I'm still taking Dallas.
No, I'll take Atlanta in this one.
I'm taking Dallas. I think they're going to bounce back. I don't see them having that 2 weeks
in a row. I think Dallas wins, but I think it's within 9.
Yeah. Here we go. Detroit Lions at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lions +9.5. So Pittsburgh favored by 9.5. I wish I knew how tonight was going to go.
Yeah, because they're just not a high-scoring team. Offense.
Well, the last time they played somebody really terrible, they actually scored. Might have been the Broncos. But I'm going to take Detroit to cover.
There you go.
Because is Pittsburgh going to score that many points?
I don't know, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh because every time I take Detroit, they let
That's
me
a good
down,
point. So. I'm going to take Pittsburgh too because every time I think Detroit's going to cover, yeah. they get killed.
Yep. I'll take the Lions to cover.
All right. So then we got Tampa Bay at Washington. Tampa Bay minus -8. Washington, one of the more disappointing teams this season.
Yeah. Give me Tampa Bay. Washington, their defense is atrocious. We talk about our defense being bad, but their defense is legitimately like record-breaking bad.
Yep, I agree. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Then we got the New Orleans Saints against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans suddenly hottest team in football. People kind of thought they were done after the first 2 weeks, and they go in and beat the stomp the Rams without Derrick Henry. But that was a very impressive win. And the Saints, I feel bad for Jameis, man.
Yeah.
That's a rough injury, and honestly, I don't – It's Trevor Siemian. I mean, they might be done.
No, I mean, that's a huge setback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yep. So I'm going to take it's Titans minus -3. I'm going to go with the Titans.
Yeah.
Saints defense is crazy good.
Yeah.
It is good.
So this will be a close game. I just don't know. I just don't know if the Saints
thing
will
is,
score.
Though, Jameis wasn't like lighting the world on fire. So I don't think that Siemian or Taysom Hill would be a huge step back.
Yes,
but
yes, they are. He might not have been lighting the world on fire, yeah. but he could make
manage
throws
the game.
Manage the
game. I'm not saying that about Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill can come in and manage the game, but like the difference between Jameis Winston to Trevor Siemian is
stark.
It's bad.
Trevor Siemian never threw for 5,000 yards in this league.
He's never had 33 interceptions.
That's either. True. I was going to say that. I was like, yeah, there you go. Give me the Titans, though.
I'm going to go with
the Titans. Oh, yeah, Titans.
Yep.
So then we got the Jags coming off a super impressive win at the Colts. The Jacksonville Jaguars are getting 10 points. Colts favored by 10.
Give me Jacksonville just to cover. I like the Colts, but 10.5. Or is it just 10?
It's just 10. I'm still going to take the Jags to cover. We gave Urban a ton of crap early. But he's had them in some games, and what a couple of that.
Yeah. He's just been grinding his way all the way up to the top, trying to get his way, you know, right to the top of that division if he can.
I mean.
Smiling all the way.
That's right.
If he doesn't have that controversy, people are talking about him as, like, being pretty successful this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a dirt bag.
I'm going to take the Jags to cover.
I'll do the same thing.
We'll skip over the Browns game. Then we got the Bills. Honestly struggled the last couple weeks at the Jets. No better way to cure a rough patch than to play the Jets, unless you're the Bengals. And then
I don't know. Is Mike White playing?
I don't know.
I need more than one game of superstar stuff.
Yeah, but even before he got hurt, he was dicing him up again.
Yeah.
That Elijah Moore touchdown was nice. He had Elijah Moore for two really nice passes before he got hurt.
Bills giving up 13.
Give me Buffalo.
You know what?
I'll take the Jets to cover
in this one just because I think White is going to play this week. And Buffalo has been struggling.
Buffalo's offense has been struggling. Yeah. They can't run the ball. And if Josh Allen doesn't do like Superman things, him and Mahomes this year.
Tough.
Ugh.
Tough.
Yeah.
Says the guy who drafted them both.
Yeah.
In every league.
Absolutely.
Mahomes, man. The Chiefs.
It's tough.
Panthers at Cardinals. I thought the Cardinals had a pretty impressive win yesterday considering
they
have their quarterback or Hopkins.
Yep.
So.
Or their lead running back.
Yeah. I think Kyle Shanahan, he could be on the hot seat, man. There's no reason.
Klingsbury. What's his name? Cliff.
No, Shanahan on the hot
seat. For the 49ers.
Okay.
And the thing is, I don't know why they don't. I mean, this has to be the switch to Trey Lance, right? I mean, you're losing games. Like you.
I've watched him play.
But you also took him so high that you have to
put him in.
You got. Well, I feel like you got to know.
Yeah.
You know that Jimmy's not the future and you're not winning anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll get to the Niners, but Cardinals favored by 10 at the Panthers. They're going to pick off Darnold like 12
just give
times.
Me the Cardinals. Yeah, I'll take any spread. Whatever they make it.
I'll take the Cardinals. All
Panthers are horrible.
Vikings at Chargers. Chargers favored by 3. Both of them coming off tough losses. The Vikings just find ways to lose.
Oh,
they should have. Maybe one or two losses. Instead, they just can't get any wins.
I saw within a score, they are in 7 games at the end, and they're 2-5.
It's crazy. this will be the game they surprise us and win. But I'm gonna take the Chargers.
To cover. Absolutely.
You know what? I'll take the Vikings just because you're right. This would be the game where they come out and win. Yep.
Eagles at Broncos. Broncos minus three coming off their impressive win against the Cowboys. Philadelphia got beat, right?
Yeah, but it was a tight one. Wasn't it like 26-24 or something? I don't know. Something. It was close.
All I know is ever since I traded for Hurts, he hasn't done anything. I don't think either one of these teams are very good, but it's just what Broncos team is going to show up. A team that was up 30-0 on the Cowboys, the team that got beat 17-14 by the Browns backups.
Good point. Give me Denver.
I'll take Denver as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Denver. Then we got the Seahawks, Russell Wilson back at the Packers. This is a tough one to pick because we don't know if Rodgers is going to play. And Jordan Love looked like butt cheeks.
That was a great trade up for a first-round pick last year.
Yeah.
Excellent selection.
So people can say whatever they want about Rodgers. That worked out great for him. You know what I mean?
Almost like maybe he planned it, right?
Like it worked out great for him because the Packers are going, well, man, we can't let him go.
He don't care. I think he's walking, man.
Yeah.
So Seahawks at Green Bay, Russell Wilson coming back. Honestly, Odell might be a Seahawk by this point. We don't know yet. But that's his preferred destination. And that's the kind of move Pete Carroll will make.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think Odell will play well with Russell because a lot of their offense is just Russell like ad-libbing. And that's
scramble drill. The only way he does well, though, is on a couple big plays because that team is not a heavy passing team. They really like running the ball.
When Geno Smith is playing.
Even with Russell.
When Russell's playing, it's Russell's shotgun snap, run around, throw it to somebody.
I will say if Rodgers plays this game, I will take the Packers minus four. But if Rodgers five and a half. Sorry, I'm looking at a different thing. I'll still take them. Mm. But if it's Love, definitely give me Seahawks.
So which one?
If it's Russell.
I'm going to start doing that too. Like, so if Russell plays, give me Seattle. But if Aaron plays, give me the Packers.
If the Seahawks doing this on score Monday. More points, I'm taking the Seahawks.
But if they play in Green Bay, then give me... I'm going to take Seattle. Just give me Seattle straight up. I think Seattle wins.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
Yeah, I'll just take Green Bay if you're going to force me.
Kansas City Chiefs at the Las Vegas Raiders. Chiefs favored by 2.5 on the... I don't get that.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Raiders all day. Plus 2.5. I think the Raiders are just going to win.
I do too.
The Chiefs got real. They've lucked out. They played the Giants and then they played the Packers without Jordan Love. If Rodgers plays that game yesterday, the Packers win by 50.
Yep.
I'm taking the Raiders easily.
Yep.
I'll just be different, and I know I'm going to lose here, so I'm just going to give me some Chiefs. just to go against the grain.
Rams at 49ers. Rams minus four. I think this could be a bloodbath. I don't see the Rams having two stinkers in a row. I see them getting back on track. Yep. Von Miller might play. And
division game.
Yep. I just think, I think one of them is going to – they're playing for something, and the other team is in the middle of, their fifth straight spiral.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. So give me the Rams. And then let me scroll back up here and find the Browns. Browns going into Gillette as a 1.5-point underdog. So New England minus 1.5. Who are you guys taking?
Cleveland.
I would take the Browns straight up in this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to say New England just because I picked the Bengals and look what happened. but I think the Browns are going to win. I think the Bengals game, even more than the offense, I think the defense kind of maybe figured some things out with John Johnson and where to play him and how to play him. Newsom had a great game. Denzel seemed to be healthy. I think we make it a long day on Mac Jones. I think it's going to be a close game and a good game, but I'm taking Cleveland.
Yep.
So that's our game picks. Let us know what you guys think of our game picks. Let us know what you guys think we need to do to beat the Patriots. Thanks for checking out the second episode this week. We appreciate you guys being here with us. To all you Dog Pack members, we'll see you on the After Hours show. To everybody else, we'll check you guys next week whenever we talk about this Patriots game and then talk about the thrilling matchup with the Lions.
's for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter @the Dogs Podcast and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.